Y'all, are y'all ready? Let's go.
About you. you, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
Or do you not think so far?
You were cool enough to kick it. Got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute. That's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it. Though I'm lying down thinking about you. Ooh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
What's up, y'all? Straight Gay Talk. What's going on, people? How are you guys out there today? I am actually on time for a... What? I can't believe it. First time in my life I'm on time. What's up, boss?
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Shout out to everybody out there.
I guess it's just you and I today. I don't know.
Oh,
it's you and Nikki.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah,
Nikki,
sure.
D said she, Nikki D said she wasn't going to be able to come on because she's doing something. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Shout out
but anyway.
To
hey. Right.
Hey, let's get
shout
it
out to you.
Yeah, let's get a pop.
Miss Love.
All right.
So, the topics. What are we talking about today? Monogamy versus swinging. Sexual do's and don'ts, and how effectively to communicate your desires to your partner. Oh, and lastly, we're going to talk about, it was about the girl in the group C, about returning and, like, somebody buy you a gift to return or not to return. Basically, that's the question. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that. So let's get started about monogamy versus swinging, boss. Let's talk about that. I know you probably got some insight on that.
Okay. You said monogamy versus swinging. I mean, you know, monogamy, hey, you know, you want to be with that person and only that person. Hey, and, you know, and it's just to be what it is. Hey. Go
okay,
for
see,
it.
No. No.
Wait,
no.
Hold on. See? Yeah.
Okay. What? Don't pause
now,
motherfucker.
No. Hey, listen, I thought she was cutting me off, but, you know, I'm going to keep it moving. I should have did the train over you in the first place. Now, back to what I was saying, guys. This is how it goes. Okay, so just check it out. Okay, monogamy versus swinging, okay? Hey, I'm just going to say like this. Some of you people are not built for a swinger type relationship. You're probably thinking about it. You probably want to do it and get it over with, want to be in one night stand. That's that. Let it be that. Don't try to come into the game and go to swinger clubs like that's what y'all do. Because if you're not a swinger, you cannot fuck with it. I mean, for real, if you're a jealous type, even if you are a jealous type, but if y'all want to be swingers, it's a different type of swing. Because, I mean, you want to get on, she want to get on. I mean, everybody's happy. But see, some people are not mentally ready. So if you're not mentally ready, you stay your little bitch ass at home and you do what you got to do.
You said bitch ass.
Yes, you said that.
Well,
damn,
I feel
I did
like,
say that. Damn.
Right,
damn.
Right.
But, you know,
but
y'all,
like
y'all know, y'all know what I'm saying.
Hey, y'all, C is on the air. What's up, C?
Oh, what's going
what,
on,
what, what, what's going on? What's going on?
And it's Vera MC. You at the mall.
So
what that's what's up.
Yeah,
what
I'm always carrying out the mall.
You taking, are you taking them shoes back, Insider? Hey.
No, I'm not taking no shoes back. I'm out here shopping for the missus.
I
as
thought you
usual.
Was about to be petty. Thought you was
no,
getting ready to be petty.
What's going on? No, no, Sean, see, you could that post straight to the left. That was meant for entertainment only. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I
that
did it on purpose.
That was meant for entertainment only. And while you sitting here talking about this case, she turned around today and spent $200 more money than it was intended for yesterday.
On a phone
so,
case? What the fuck? Does it fly? Anyway, okay, that's the last topic. We'll get on that in a minute. A phone case, $200? No. Okay, so we're talking
no, it was
about monogamy. Oh, okay, okay. Still $100 for a phone case. Monogamy versus swinging. What are your thoughts on that, C? Like, are you in a relationship with somebody? Are you the monogamous type, or would you go for a swinging threesome or something like that? On a regular basis, swinging, or every now and again?
I would say every now and again, but then again, it depends on her. I mean, because at the end of the day, some things that she is willing to do, I'm not willing to do. So, therefore, she say, well, hey, let's do this. And, I mean, if it's a film, I'm all down for it. If it's a film, man, I'm not doing that. No. Absolutely
so no
not.
Stuff.
But, I mean, right. I mean, we had this discussion already. So, I mean,
but
she would
still
know.
Like,
I mean, right. But at the end of the day, some things that she's willing to do to another woman, I may not be willing. So, therefore, if she wants to do it, I mean, I'm all for another film coming in. She knows this already.
What?
She wouldn't be right
what is? What is it that the things, I'm getting all in y'all business now, what is it the things that she's willing to do that you're not willing to do?
Well, for me, I don't like penetration at all. So I'm not doing it, period. It's not going to happen. So
is that the only
wants,
thing?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, because I'm going to get licked on. I mean, what the fuck?
Well, at least you ain't one of them studs that got a list of shit. Like, you cannot touch me on my pinky finger
no,
after
no,
midnight.
No.
And
now I'm going to end up turning these people on in here. See, sorry, you about to get me started.
Get started. So, you knew better to call while you was at the mall.
Listen, I had to call in, though. I'm like, it's 7:09. I'm listening to the show. Listen, I'm not one of those studs. Listen, guys like to get jumped on, too. And they like to get licked on. What makes me think that I shouldn't get the same pleasures? And again, I'm not a guy. You see what I'm saying? But at the same time, mm-hmm. These dudes, you walk around here, and these damn bitches, no, don't touch me. No, nigga, touch me. I'm not my bitch.
Everywhere.
Be like, no, don't touch me. No, don't lick me. No, don't please me. No, motherfucker, touch me. Please me, and I'm going to bust it wide open. You feel me? I'm
wow,
here.
That's a fact.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, y'all the type of you the type of studs out here that's winning these days. Y'all winning. The ones that's
man,
not caught.
I would pull my shit down. Man, listen, I would pull my shit down in the mall. If it wasn't
okay,
legal,
wait a minute.
Pull down in the mall. If it wasn't legal to pull your shit down in the mall, I would
hopefully
be pulling my shit down right now.
I'm going to be in the center aisle of the mall pulling y'all shit down.
Yeah,
y'all want to do that exact same time
care.
Anywhere.
Listen, I wouldn't type that down in the fucking classroom, in the college, in the fucking bleachers, in high school. I'm trying to tell you, I don't have no limit. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, wow. Okay, so then answer this question. You basically did, but you're okay with having a threesome. So you're basically okay with an open relationship, really.
I'm fine with it.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Right.
So listen. They have speaking of Jada. Let's speak of Jada and Will. You don't know them personally. But like Jada and Will, they're open swingers, right? So if you guys were into that, would it be can she say your woman? Can she go off and dip and go do it with somebody else? You know, feel by herself, and then you dip and go do whatever you need to do. Somebody else can. Is that acceptable?
I mean, say it one more time.
I'm asking you, is it all right if your woman branch off and sleep with somebody without you and you branch off? Do y'all have that kind of relationship where it's so open?
That's not acceptable.
Okay, so it's a together thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Where are all the monogamous people at? I want to talk to those who's not into all of that, who wants to...
So you're trying
call
to tell me you're monogamous?
02755. Who, me?
Yeah.
Who, me? You talking to me? Oh,
yes.
Presently, I'm not monogamous with anybody but myself, but I'm looking forward to a monogamous relationship.
but I'm saying, when you was,
Well, a couple of women I was, strictly with them, and a couple of women I was cheating on them. It's the idea. So the sex wasn't good.
But you was a cheater for a long time.
I didn't cheat for a long time. Some people I didn't. Some people I stayed with didn't cheat. You don't know that. You don't know that, though.
I didn't hear that clearly, though.
Some people I cheated on, and some I didn't cheat on. But somebody at the mall got it going. Turn your phone out a little bit, see, because there's a lot going on in the background.
I get you.
So, boss, you back there on chill mode with that sneaky ass Gemini chick coming out the blue with questions and shit. What about you? In your past relationship, in your current relationship, I'm assuming your current relationship is a monogamous relationship. I don't know. She probably bust you upside your head. She's Aquarius.
Current is monogamous. You know what I'm saying? No, current is what it is. But you already know I was in school before all this. I was really out there. You know what I'm saying?
So you need to talk about it. I mean, talk about it in a way you feel comfortable.
I mean, I'm gonna tell you right now, like the shit that's going on right now, I will be.
No, we're not talking about it right now.
Shit, sometimes I'll be like, damn, one day, let me just see what's going on.
Really? can I ask your girl, can I get a pass? Can I get one pass?
What? No. I mean, not really a pass. Right? I mean, because I already know this shit out here. Some of it, I can't do that.
As far as how?
Yeah.
I misunderstood what you were saying.
I just be a flirty motherfucker. I really can't do none of that extra shit, though,
this is a question that is related to the monogamy from the swinging.
Yes.
So is it okay, and this is for you to see.
No, it ain't.
Oh, my God. I'm going to put you on mute for a minute.
How you going?
Okay. She about to start cussing me out. I can't hear you. You still on the line, see, but I can't hear you, so hold on, because it was a lot of stuff going on in the background. Okay, so I have a question. I'm going to put you back on in 1 minute, see. I have a question to both of y'all. Is flirting okay, while you're in a relationship? You know, is there a certain limit to where you can, is it all right for your mate to flirt?
I mean, the thing is, you can't be all. I mean, what I'm saying is, I'm not gonna try to have full perfection or nothing like that. Because I mean, I can't say what you're gonna not do wrong.
Or in the relationship.
But I mean, you know, it just gotta be. Say it again.
Oh, don't be cutting nobody off like me.
Let me tell you. I'm waiting for your boss to say that. I'm about to laugh.
Okay, go finish what you say, boss.
No, do it.
Okay, I want to laugh.
Listen, so we in the mall yesterday, and Miss Fabulous here is mad because old girl and foot action is all in the man's face, right? But again, she's trying to make a commission deal. Now, I got these Adidas joggers that I'm taking to control
them. We can't hear you. You breaking up.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it sounds like you're in the bathroom.
No, I'm out at a foot action. Can you hear me?
So, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so she's trying to make a deal.
Nope. Bad connection, huh? Bad connection, see? I'm not lying. We are trying to. Okay, we can hear you.
It's tripping. So
I'm not tripping. But anyway, go ahead.
Can you hear me good now?
Yeah, you good now. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to stay right here in the mall. So she's trying to make the mission. She all in my face. Of course, you know, I got the missus with me. I can't go to the mall by myself. She just overly just do everything. She got to pick out everything, right? So I got the joggers already. So I need the shirt to go with it to do the photo shoot, right? So she turns around. I pick the shirt, and she like, well, I see you fellas coordinated nice, woo, woo, woo. You know, it ain't nothing to me. So I'm like, thank you. You know, I'm kind to her, whatnot. She sees me every time I go in the mall. This ain't the first time I've been in the mall. I've sold out in the mall already. You know what I'm saying? So here she go. Oh, she just met you mighty hard. She liked the way you color coordinated the woo, woo, woo. I'm like, babe, what's wrong with you? Just chill out. So her little just obnoxious is just going up. It's just going up. Her insecurities are just going up, going up. I'm like, babe, what's wrong with you? Chill out. So she come back over there. No, absolutely not. I'm paying her all the mind in the world. So she like, I got the perfect shoes for her. So the girl, she go over there and get the shoes. She come back. I'm looking at the missus. I'm like, well, babe, you know, the shirt will match the shoes. She like, she picked that shirt. I'm like, babe, I came over here and picked the shirt. She just going to get the shoes because the shoes was on sale. The Adidas shoes. She coming over there with the shoes. I'm like, yeah, the shoes are matched. So I'm sitting here trying to describe the joggers to her because I didn't get the joggers out of this mall at all. I got the joggers from a Foot Locker on 8 Mile. I'm like, well, they metallic, you know, gray and woo, woo, woo. And she like, oh, she needs to know all that. Oh, she needs to know all that. I'm like, babe, in front of her, I'm like, babe, it's all right. Just chill, you feel me? I got you. I'm saying this in front of her, in front of the girl. I'm like, babe, it ain't even like that. You know, just chill. You know, every time I come in here, she works with me. What she do? You feel me?
So,
I'm like, hey,
are you flirting with her? Like,
no, I'm not flirting at all. I'm not flirting. Sorry, I'm not flirting at all with this girl. I'm not smiling at this
cute?
Girl. I'm not. The girl is cute. The girl is cute. I'm saying it right here, and she's right next to me. You feel me? She's right next to me right now. I'm telling y'all, the girl is cute. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But that's beside the point. You know, I'm giving her the confidence that the girl not phasing me. You know what I'm saying? I see cute bitches all the time. It don't matter.
Okay,
I'm going with her. I'm
so
not
giving
the girl my numbers.
Hold on. I'm going to cut you off right quick. Sorry. So speaking of swinging, y'all wouldn't manage in no type of having a threesome or adding somebody into y'all little escapade or whatever y'all got going on, because if your girl is that overprotective of you on some shoes, then What the fuck gonna happen if y'all try to add another partner or for the meantime?
Tell me about it. Tell me about it, sir. So I'm telling her, like, babe, it ain't even that type of party. And I told the girl, like, listen, my girl insecurities is going up. So listen, give us a minute. You feel me? She said, okay, sure, take your time. Flat out.
So what are you doing? What are you doing to her to make her go crazy?
Absolutely nothing.
Are you playing mind games?
How am I playing mind games with her? You go to DCF Wall and they say she don't play mind games. She is the game. How the fuck is she the game? And she worried about this bitch?
I did read that shit. That was funny.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's funny, right? But you
yeah,
it is. Worried about her though.
I'm not worried about neither one of y'all, honestly. I'm just asking questions.
No, I'm just saying, period. How the fuck is she worried? How is she playing man games and you worry about this motherfucker who's trying to make commissions?
She's trying to make work today. So ask your girl.
I'm saying, What's her name again?
Why you can't take it off?
Here.
Hey,
sir. Hey. What's your name again? Say it online so everybody can know who you are, or air me, so everybody can know who you are.
Charity. Miss Fabulous.
Charity. Okay. Miss Fabulous is on the line. C's girl, y'all. So I got a question to ask you. Now, I was asking her about swinging or adding somebody to your relationship as sexually, and she said y'all talked about that. So, if you go over there tripping about some shoes, how would you handle something like that?
I don't know. She just won't have to watch.
What? That's what's up.
Right. So
it's okay if you do it, but you don't want her doing anything to anybody else, right, basically?
No, she okay with me doing it. I'm just not okay with her doing it.
Okay, so it's a two-sit. Okay, so you're the type, you're most, like, monogamous type of person, right? You're about being with one person, and she's okay if you want to venture out and sleep with somebody else because of some things that you like to do that she doesn't like to do. And you're okay with walking outside the relationship, sleeping with somebody else as long as she doesn't do it, basically.
I'm not going to do that. If she wants to do it, I will do it. But I'm not going to do it.
Who's speaking? Is that C or Miss? Who said they weren't going to do it?
I said if she wants me to do it, I will do it to please her. But I'm not just going to go out there and do it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it. Okay, so now, see, and I need to know, what are your sexual do's and don'ts? Put C back on the phone, please. Thank you.
Shut up.
I need to know that.
Oh, God. Hello?
We about to do some therapy on y'all today.
Therapy? Boss, you know, we don't need no therapy.
Every black person say that.
I'm good.
I'm just messing with you. Don't take it. See, then we talk about that in the group about how you being so damn serious all the damn time. Okay, so listen.
But I'm laughing, though.
I ain't hear the laugh. But no, listen, though, for real. Oh, so real shit. What are your sexual do's and don'ts? And then I want to ask your girl. And then I want to ask Boss. And I want Boss to tell me. Do's and don'ts in the bedroom. What is it that you can give out here to tell people some other women may agree with that you don't like besides penetration?
You know what? I don't know. You may have to come back to me on that one. I'm going to love the words on that one right now.
Okay. Boss? Where's my boss?
You know what I don't like? Hold on, wait. Don't be thinking that arguing shit is eternal all the time. I fucking hate that shit. That shit is a turn. Don't do that shit.
Explain. Give us an example of what you're talking about.
Some feminine women think that shit is eternal all the time, and it's not.
That's because you're so serious all the time.
No, that's not because I'm serious all the time. She going to say right. See, you got stars real with your ass. That's why I can't stand when you and stars around each other. Because that's wrong. Listen, sir. Because for real, though, because that shit is annoying. And y'all think that we be getting mad all the time. No, we get annoyed. It's a difference between getting mad and annoyed or some shit.
Okay, so give us an example of what you are talking about. Example, please.
Who want to argue and think it's cute to be fucking when you argue all the time? That's not cute.
Are you talking about arguing while y'all fucking, or are you talking about our arguing before? Before.
And y'all think that arguing is going to lead you to doing it. No, it is not. That is annoying.
Sometimes it will. It depends on the situation. If we want you, and I'm saying we because I consider myself a feminine stud.
No, you're a feminist for the film. You are.
I am a feminine stud. I am very. If Busta tell you, I am very. Listen, she knows me well. I'm just trying to tell you. I might be feminine looking, but I'm very aggressive. Anyway, listen. What I'm trying to say is this. Y'all, and I'm going to say y'all films.
If you try it and not put it in your pocket, maybe it will work.
Y'all films that's listening in that's submissive or semi-aggressive, it's okay if you, like one talk, you have a little smart mouth. But that smart mouth all the time, I agree with C saying.
You don't need nothing.
You always got something smart to say, or you think that it's going to be, make me want to just fuck you up against the wall. No, sometimes it actually makes me want to really just choke you flat out, but I'm not going to do it, but it actually, puts a thought in my head, I'm going to choke you, but it's not going to be sexually. So you women need to learn when is the appropriate time to have an argument with your mate so you can get fucked. Crazy. Am I talking to myself, or am I just
No, I'm listening. But yes, best believe I got to come back.
So you ladies out there who think it's cute to just go around and just having an argument because you think it's gonna provoke sex. 9 times out of 10, it's not. It's gonna only make that person get tired of your ass quicker. So sometimes calm that shit down. It's okay to be a little sassy, but as far as going in all the time about everything, that shit is not cute. It's not sexy. I don't know. I don't like it. I didn't do it when I was dating studs, so
that
I don't know.
What, you actually took up for the studs? I'm shocked. Star actually took up for the studs?
How about?
Boss, you been working on her?
Boss ain't been working on nobody.
Oh, I'm amazed.
Oh, did I just shut you up and you not say anything?
Well, hold on. You say Boss ain't been working on nobody. Not me.
She said, see, she not even paying attention. Boss is chilling. I need Boss to answer this question, though, because it's her turn. Your sexual do's and don'ts, Boss.
The thing is, the penetration part. If I want it to be penetration, crazy, I would ask for it. I mean, if I don't, then why are you trying to force it? Take your little nasty ass somewhere to somebody that wants it. You get it?
You're saying nasty ass. Okay, so penetration is not a thing for you. What are the other things for her to do? What is it that you will want your woman? What you like your woman? What is something that you would tell your woman that you want her that she's not doing?
Do it.
Same thing for you, see. What is it that you would tell your woman that you would want her to do that she may not be doing?
Well, as of right now, I'm not having that problem, so I can't touch bases on it. I mean, I'm not trying to be cocky either with it, so.
Okay, so. Y'all making it difficult. All right. I need another film on the line. too much.
Yeah,
it's too much.
I'm not mad. It's just y'all don't know
how to communicate effectively. One of our topics.
I answered your question.
Like you didn't go, you just went real shallow with it, like you always do.
Shallow with what? I mean, what you want me to go in depth to?
What's your answer? This is an in depth show. You're supposed to get
in depth. What was the answer? We can go beyond
I think that's gonna be kind of hard to answer, sir, because. You know, by a person knowing their mate, they can speak through body language. You know what I'm saying? They don't necessarily have to say anything all the time.
Okay, so let's scratch your mate that you're with now. When you were with other people, what were your sexual do's and don'ts?
Well, they knew my sexual don'ts. But you know, when you got to start talking to your mate and saying do this and do that. Speed up, slow down, you know, don't, hey, ease off, you know, I just bust, you know, why don't you slow down, you know what I'm saying?
Let me make it easier. Okay, not that. Okay, so that's talk about effectively communicating your desires. I'm talking about like bondage. What you being to a little spanking, hair pulling, a little choking.
Yeah. I'm tired of this shit.
Ain't nobody spanking me, okay? Hold on, I gotta check my sadness, though.
You always wanna pull some hair, man.
That's a dope,
like,
though,
that's
right?
Okay. But no, my thing, if that's what they request, that's fine. But this is what I'm saying.
Why y'all getting on me to ask y'all question? What's y'all dose? What's y'all do's and don'ts? I'm throwing shit out here because y'all just like, well.
But this is
and
the thing.
What
I noticed with y'all little film aggressive.
What?
Y'all really a stud in the inside. My thing is just embrace the shit. I mean, don't be mad at us because we want to dress. Hold on. Don't be mad at us because we want to dress the way we want to dress.
I'm not mad at that.
Y'all
what are you talking about?
Shit. Y'all want to be aggressive. Y'all want to kick on lips, grab on ass.
Uh-huh.
Y'all want to be a fucking thug ass thug. Do
yes.
that.
Uh-huh.
Make yourself feel better. That's all I can tell y'all.
First of all, you don't have
all I'm going to say is
you don't have to dress up like a boy to be dominant.
And
yes,
this is
right.
We understand that, but my thing is this. Y'all little niggas, the fam with the stud inside of y'all. It's like y'all mad at us because we come because we want to be who we want to be.
No,
my thing is, why question the fact? Everybody is still everybody.
That shit,
because
I'm not
little...
the only person questioning that shit, though. It's a question that this is the thing.
Create your own group. Create your own pack. I understand what y'all saying, but I really don't. You understand what I'm saying? Because, I mean, that shit is whack. How y'all going to be mad at us for being comfortable who we are?
Who said?
Y'all
who said you look like a man,
you dress like a man.
Okay,
that's the same thing.
So it's visible. We see this shit. If it wasn't going on, I would be the only one saying this. I've seen plenty of people say the same thing. Why are you dark?
Why are you brown? I mean, shit.
You can't compare apples to oranges.
Like, oh my God, but she's
brown. But I'm not questioning y'all on that shit right now. Are you still mad from like eons ago when we had the episode when now you got a stud on here, you want to get all bossed up with your name? You know, you want to boss up for real. You wasn't bossing up like that when it wasn't a stud on here.
This is the thing. You don't have backup. Every episode.
But I can
no
help.
Backup.
I can still handle.
Not,
no, honey, but I can still hold my own though. See, that's the part you ain't miss. You missing. I still got this.
Hold it. Okay, here we go. Look. Boss is going to get real reserved for you right now. Go ahead.
Why?
Go ahead. Come into the garage.
I feel like you Are you okay? Because you went way off the topic.
No, boss over here, good. But I just feel like
Don't keep questioning about.
No, this is my thing. All this thing about questioning what a stud. All this, y'all want to dress like
this?
Why they just can't be comfortable?
Okay, but you talking about something I ain't even talking about right now, though. I'm talking about what y'all like sexually.
Well, I mean,
and I'm not just
like
talking about
studs.
I'm talking about everybody. Basically, I just want to give some tips out there. You know, don't bite my cookie too hard. I don't like that shit. Kind of top topic.
That's fine, that's cool, but this is the thing. You ain't got nobody to hold you down right now, so
I got me to hold me down, though.
That's
fine,
but you ain't holding yourself down.
I am holding myself down in my mind. Now,
cut scene,
and let's get back to your do's and don'ts. Cut scene, and let's get back to the do's and don'ts sexually.
The don'ts, you ain't penetrating nothing, so don't ask about it.
So you're not into, so what made this spark off in you is I said about some choking and pulling some hair.
I'm going to tell you, what made me spark off because your whole little clique, it should be a whole clique, y'all, at this point. I'm just going to tell y'all this shit. Here it is. Y'all want to be against us, but then y'all want to act. Y'all want to do the shit that we want to do. My thing is, embrace that shit. You a fuck? My thing is, you are in the sun. Hey, represent that shit. And you want
to
dress
you
like
take
a
it, you taking it to a whole. You taking it to a whole nother level. I'm not mad at
none
of this. What I don't agree with is the ones that act like they want to be a man, or act as if they're a man, or having women out here calling he, unless you're a transgender, that's something totally different.
Okay,
but if you just out here,
my
plan before and always.
Okay, you should have been said that.
I said that. You just wasn't paying attention. I said it so many times.
Okay.
I say hard, stud. Hard.
The thing is, just however you going to categorize. The thing is, however you going to categorize. I'm not really all into that, but I'm just saying at the same time, they kept saying, all I'm saying is, y'all kept repeating this shit like, oh, this, that, and all that. Like, come on now, don't be so hard on us, you know, because it just seems like y'all are in the studs in yourself, and it seems like y'all get real aggressive than us.
But does it take you to dress like and act like or sound like a dude in order to convey that you're a dominant person?
Why we just can't be comfortable?
Right. So
like,
you want to show
yourself on
the outside, basically, right? You want to express how you feel on the inside, on the outside, by dressing dominantly like a dude. And it is what it is.
But,
it ain't no way to get around
it. Okay, let's be realistic right here. Right now, I'm about to put on some shit for you. I'm going to go to the whole nail salon. I'm about to do it. At the same time, when everything comes out and everything looks like it do, I'm not happy. You cool with that? I'm not happy. You cool with the thing, but I'm not happy. I'm not happy. At all. Like,
okay.
I'm not happy. I'm not comfortable.
What that
gotta
do?
I'm just saying.
Maybe you're missing my point. My point is not towards you, not towards C. My thing is I'm against those who want to act and be a man and they are biological
not.
That's
what I'm speaking for. Because they're not calling in, so I'm just speaking for them.
Oh, okay.
Why are you
speaking for them if you're not?
But this is the thing.
But we can't relate to a butch, boss, because
you can't speak for them.
We can't. She's not talking about us.
When I say
soft, I'm talking about women that still acknowledge that they're still a woman, their femininity, all that. Okay, you dress like a dude. Okay, whatever. But if you walking around here with a strap on all day, you want to be this dude, change your name to some type of dude.
But
that is what I have an issue with. Because that's a problem.
You know what?
Because something's going
listen,
on to be okay.
You know that. You know that was going. That was going on real heavy back in our day.
Back,
real
exactly.
heavy.
Exactly. And I always
now,
had,
and
I always
and that's
had a problem.
Crazy. That was going on real heavy back in the day.
And I always
I didn't even do nothing like that. And especially going up to the club. Especially you at the club with it, like what up? Like that. I think that was the wackiest. Man,
I tried dating this two years ago, right? I told her, I convinced her, like I'm conveying to you guys, that I don't like that type of shit. And I guess she thought I was playing because she was like, I thought she was joking too. She was like, hey, I like to walk around with her sometimes. I'm thinking she's talking about around the house. Okay, play her with her around the house, all right. This bitch came out. She went over to my friend's house. We went to the club. I started dancing for her. I'm like, what the fuck is this hard ass thing? Right? I'm thinking it's her pants. I'm like, what the fuck is this thing real hard? What the fuck is this? This bitch came out with a strap on. I'm like, I can see if we said we was going to fuck in the club or something. You know, or something like that. She thought she was going to get some.
Yeah.
I just met her.
Yeah.
I just met her. So it wasn't going to go down.
She went on my friend's house
with it on. So that's the kind of shit I don't like. I don't like that shit. If I wanted to be with a man, I would be with a man. Period.
And
if you're trying to play the man role, then I don't like that. And I will. That's right there. Well, I would not date a stud like that. I would date a soft stud, but not a stud like that.
Okay. I got you.
Now, can we get off of that talk?
Y'all was doing some blows.
Where
you be at then? When it be like 30 films attacking me, where you be at then?
You know what? Exactly, because they've been taking over for the last few weeks, and I really ain't been appreciating it.
Where you been at? Shit. In the group. They be attacking her in the group, and she said, where you be at? You don't even be nowhere to be found. You basically don't even
be
posting anyway, period.
No, I got to come from another angle, because, I told you I got to add the other hook up. Because that group right there get me in trouble. For real. That's why I don't fuck with it. That motherfucker will get me in fucking deep shit quick.
What kind of shit would you get into?
I be wanting to say some shit, but I be like, you know what?
Is there a woman in the group, or do you know some people in that group? No, I'm glad she's not,
but I need to jump from my other page. That's why I keep trying to say at the other page.
Well,
you
would do that yourself. I can't add nothing. Okay, so listen, let's move on. All right, so we're going to skip. Okay, I'm going to go with my sexual do's and don'ts. Me, sexually,
you probably like it all. You don't inhibit it. And you're a Virgo. You're trying to get one. That's what I love about y'all. Y'all will try anything once.
Not anything, but to a certain degree, not anything. Because first of all,
exactly.
I don't like that whole eating ass. If you eat ass, I think you're nasty. I'm just sorry. You eating groceries. You really eating some desiccated groceries. That's just desiccation.
That?
Yeah. I don't give a fuck how good somebody clean their asshole out. If you eating on some ass, you just an ass eater, period. You like shitty meals, I'm just saying. So, and another thing is, stop laughing, you're making me laugh.
Man,
I
can't take you serious right now, man.
I don't like, some people like their clitoris being bit. I don't like that shit. I think that's for them bitches that got some rubbery ass clitorises, or just bent, or their clitoris bent through a lot, and they need to, they can't feel nothing anymore hardly.
Shit, I don't want that bitch. Keep her. Shit, what you mean you can't feel nothing more? I'm not about to be looking at you. Ain't feeling shit. Waste of time.
And
I don't like.
Oh. Right. Don't be chewing on my shit. I had that happen to
Shibble.
Me a couple of times, and I had to, you know. One, I was able to work
and
with.
And nobody got kicked? Nobody got kicked or nothing?
What? Now, remember I told you about the one I was younger. I was way younger. She was sucking my shit like a vacuum cleaner. I thought I had one of those. Remember them oldies? Some vacuum cleaners with the holes and shit. I thought somebody attached that shit to my shit and just went to town. I'm trying to tell her, you know, stop. But I couldn't get it out because she's thinking I'm loving it. She's going harder. And I'm like, oh my God. So I had to hit her on her shoulder. I busted her because I didn't want to bust her in the head.
Nah,
and then
I just got, okay.
Off.
Okay, but this is the thing. I got a question for y'all fam. Say something. A nigga ain't doing your shit right. Stop being
a
fake
ass. I do. I talk.
Okay.
I'm not one of them chicks.
Oh, yeah. But don't stop being
fake.
Shit ain't right. Really, you say something. Stop it. Direct that nigga. Do what you need to do. Don't keep acting like that's what it is.
Now, what I do like is my hair being pulled, a little choking.
Yeah.
Right.
Some ass spanking.
But then I have to
calling me a couple of bitches. So one thing I don't like about women, what I don't like in a relationship when I'm having sex is that, oh my God, I can't talk.
Go ahead.
So what? If a woman comes, like we had a post in the room, DFC, DCFS group, about somebody being a squirter, and I don't like that shit either.
That little crazy motherfucker from DFC was a fucking squirt, little bitch.
I don't like that shit.
That little bitch was a squirt.
I don't like that. I think, it's a difference between actually having that ejaculation and somebody kissing, talking about they squirt.
She wasn't worth it. Personally. Fuck that. Keep.
Oh, I don't like that. Anyway, now moving on to how to effectively communicate your desires to your partner. And I'm not talking about just sexually. I'm talking about any of your desires. Say, you know, you want to tell your partner, I really would like if you did this for me, or you know, because some people don't know how to talk to their mates and get their point across. Oh yeah, I'm gonna put you on mute. I'm putting you on mute because we can't hear.
Here you go.
I mean, it's the truth.
All right.
Okay, so now I forgot what I was getting ready to say. All right, so like communicating your desires to your partner, and some people don't know how to effectively talk to their partner to get their point across. Maybe they're missing something. Maybe it's some love just not being reciprocated, or you know they are, you know, not being passionate enough towards them, or. You know, or not helping out with their goals or desires to build and be successful. You know, we need to give people tips on how to communicate their desires, their wants to their partner.
This is the thing. I'm gonna tell y'all right now how to communicate y'all desires. Stop being fake with it. Stop being fake. Stop lying. Get straight to the motherfucking point. Okay, studs.
There's that music going on while we're trying to, you know what? That's the damn thing.
Yep. I'm still in the mall.
Oh, okay. That's the mall. They jamming out there in the mall. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. Keep going, boss. I'll put you on mute, see? Oh, shit. boss hung up. So it's just you and I. Well, anyway, you're still at the mall. I don't know what the hell y'all getting. What y'all got? Y'all balling out of control?
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm trying to get some shoes. I don't know.
How long you been thinking about getting these shoes? You've been in the mall for almost an hour thinking about some shoes.
No, I've been to like 4 or 5 stores since then.
What kind of shoes are you trying to get?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just
well. All right, so you guys, listen. We're having a short show today. And we didn't get to talk about, let's talk about buying gifts before we get off the phone. So if you buy something for somebody, you buy something for somebody as a gift, and they don't like the gift or it's not suitable or it don't fit or whatever the case may be, is there an issue? Do you guys have an issue with somebody taking stuff back? And then either getting the money back.
Miss Tavlin said she hear you, so don't go there.
I was asking a question like, so is it okay for that person to take the gift back? I mean, shit, it's a gift. Now, here's my take on it. I didn't say nothing on the post because it was too much for me to type, and I ain't quite typing all that. But I feel like if you're giving somebody a gift, right, and it's coming from your heart or whatever the case may be, you buying it for this person, and this so happened, the stuff don't fit or whatever the case is about the gift, it's not, you know, working for them, and they want to take it back and decide, well, hell, I'll just keep the money. What's the problem with doing that? I don't understand. Why is that an issue?
That was my bullshit status.
It's an issue for some people.
That's bull crap.
You got some petty ass people out here that believe that, you know, if I buy you something, it is what it is, and don't be going back getting the money off of it. But I feel like, you know, somebody buying you something. Now, if you're just being petty and have a, they say if you ask somebody to buy you something just so you can get some money, that's a totally different story. You know, I need some diapers or something, and you go give them the money or go buy the diapers from them, and they get the receipt, take it back, and get the money off of them diapers. I'm just saying. And that's an issue, because then you are a dealer.
No. I mean, I feel that if you giving somebody something, then they really do got to take it back, because her charger actually wasn't working. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't working to the potential she thought it should be working at, so she wanted to take it back. You feel me? But at the same time, if somebody buy you a gift and they got to take it back, by all means, let them take it back. And if they do what they want to do with the money afterwards, it was their gift to take it back, though. You feel me? So therefore, you did what you did at the kindness of your heart. So if they take it back, by all means necessary, I mean, that was their gift. Let them take it back. You know what I'm saying? Don't be an Indian giver.
Just don't get them nothing else.
I mean, we can't say don't get them nothing else, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, for those people who actually do feel that way, though, you see what I'm saying?
True.
You know, they may still feel a little type of way, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the same time, don't wear it on your shoulders, you know what I'm saying? But for those who actually do need money for something else, I mean, it don't hurt just to ask, you know, hey, do you have a couple dollars? Because I need money for this, this, and that, if they got it.
Right,
so to be
ashamed.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, guys, this show getting ready to end. Hey, I'm sorry to cut you off. See, this show's getting ready to end. We have 60 seconds. I'm getting ready to cut it short. We'll talk to you guys next Tuesday on a different platform. It won't be Blog Talk. I'll give details later. Also, see, I'm going to talk to you all in the box. I ask you a couple of questions. Barely can hear you. Anyway. All right, guys. So, talk to you. This is Vera M. Boss has signed out. See, Nikki L and Nikki D. Love you guys, even though y'all didn't come on, it's all good. Anyway, talk to you guys later. Straight Gay Talk. We'll be on next Tuesday on a different platform. We out. Peace.
Today, baby. Okay. Come here. No, just sit down. I just want to take all that off your mind. No, I got it. Let me get some shoes. I got it. Just relax. I've been waiting all day for you.
Do you know that my love ain't going nowhere? Baby girl, did you know you're so precious and rare? I just wanna show my appreciation. Girl, I got this craving for you. Baby, come and kiss my lips. Would you mind if we do it like this?
I want you on top.
Start out.
I want you to find your favorite spot.
Oh.
Find it, make your body rock.
You got my heart. I'm gonna finish what you start. Make your love come down.
And I'm gonna get on top.
My turn.
And once I get there, I'm not gonna stop.
Even with your clothes on, baby girl, you should know you glow when you take them things off. I just wanna show my appreciation, girl. I got this craving for you.
Gonna stop till I feel your body.